You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's play. Let's meet the players. Representing for the girls today, it's Michaela. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, hey, hey.
Thank you for calling us. What are you up to today?
Oh, just working or trying to.
Which is what? What do you do?
I'm a project analyst for an engineering company.
Project analyst, engineering company.
I don't even know what that means.
Sounds fancy. Huh. Sounds important.
I just look at budgets all day.
It sounds like it would pay well. Am I right?
It does. Yeah.
Okay.
How much?
So, and I get to work from home.
How much do they pay you?
Oh, I would say, you know.
Oh, you know.
So, I don't even know what my hourly rate is.
You don't know. You don't have to say. I'm just goofing off you.
I don't know.
I'm just goofing.
What does one have to do to be a project analyst for an engineering firm? Like, what kind of background do you need?
Well, I didn't go to school for it, if
Good.
That's what you're asking for. I started out as in hospitality and then just got really good at contracts and budgets and then kind of got here.
Fell into this.
I just hug you because I'm the guy who advocates that we stop sending kids to college, and I want to thank you for being a poster child for I can have a great career with a good paying job and I don't have to have $300,000 in student loans. Thank you, Michaela.
You're welcome.
All right. Good luck to you today. You are going up against this guy named Tim. Hey, Tim, welcome.
Hey there.
Hey.
What's your line of work?
I'm a meeting planner for a bank.
Meeting
that
planner.
Sounds easy. So you just send out emails to say, hey, you guys got a meeting on Friday, 3:00, be there.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Pretty much that's all you do.
Well, bigger meetings, but you know.
No, we don't. Like, what meetings
how many
are you
people
planning?
How many people in these meetings, Timmy?
Explain.
Well, actually, I'm talking about more like meetings for really, really wealthy people.
Oh.
Okay.
So they're going in to meet about what with their money?
Come on, dish, Tim.
Deposit money, remove money.
Imagine that we're at a cocktail party and we've got you cornered in the kitchen and we're asking you what you do. Well, how are you going to explain it?
So I set up these meetings for these filthy rich people that don't know what to do with their money.
There we go. Okay.
That's cocktail talk.
There you go. That's what we like. Thank you very much.
Do you know how much money these people have when you set up the meeting then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Like, what are we talking? You don't have to name names or anything.
Seven figures at least.
What's some of the biggest numbers you've seen?
Eight figures?
Well, I mean, like, they call it ultra high net worth. So you're talking, you know, 60 to 100 million.
Nice. Yeah. And they don't know what to do with their money, right? So,
Yeah, so they kind of listen to other people and tell them what to do. And I'm the guy who just says, you're here for a meeting with these people today to tell you how to make more money.
Because you obviously don't have enough.
Let me ask you another question about this. Michaela, bear with us while we just inquiring minds here. So do you know roughly the origin of most of these people's money? Like, is it tech? Is it inheritance? Real estate? Crime?
OnlyFans? What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I mean, not that I'm involved that deeply, but I can see kind of some things, and a lot of it is legacy money, you know, inheritance. A lot of it is investments, and some is just total trash tech.
Trash tech. Man, I need to get me some of that legacy money.
Yeah. I don't have any of that.
Man.
Nobody left me millions.
Damn it.
Oh, well. All right. You're a good sport. Thank you both for chatting with us about what you do. Here's how the game works. I'm going to ask Tim some questions that women probably more likely to know. Jeremy will ask Michaela some questions that dudes probably more likely to know the answer to. Best out of three wins gets the prize. Going to go see the Rapids this weekend. If we're tied after three, we play sudden death overtime. We also alternate who goes first. Ladies are up first today, Jeremy.
All right, sweet Michaela, here we go. Season three of a TV show that features a character named Grogu came out yesterday. What TV show was that?
Oh, well, this wasn't is not easy.
Take a guess.
Oh, time is up.
Gotta throw something out.
That's The Mandalorian, and Grogu is also better known as Baby Yoda.
Oh, Grogu. My, you tell me that, I would have got it.
I don't want to tell you Baby Yoda, then you'd know it. The character's name is Grogu.
Goodness. Well, I won't forget that now.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll have that tattooed somewhere. Tim, I'll give you a TV show question. What was the name of the coffee shop on the TV show Friends? Where did the gang hang out?
Central Perk.
Yep.
Whoa, right. Timmy.
It's not looking good for me.
Oh, this is just one question, Michaela. It's just one. You could come back and get the next two. He doesn't get any more. Game over.
Challenge accepted.
Dun, okay. Dun, dun.
Back to Michaela.
Please name the lead actor for the movies Blades of Glory and Semi-Pro.
Oh, Leek, that's Will Ferrell.
Yep, that's all I need.
That's it. Yeah, same. See? See, you got a point.
You're doing all right. Be okay.
Back to Tim. Tim, I'll give you a movie question, too. In the movie 13 Going on 30, Jenna Rink goes into which part of the house to magically change into a 30-year-old, played by Jennifer Garner? Where does she go?
The guess. Bathroom.
That's a good guess. No, she goes into a closet.
Oh.
It's the magical closet.
The magical aging closet.
We're tied. We're tied one apiece to question number three.
Oh, let's see, Michaela. What band has a drummer named Travis Barker?
Hurry.
I want to say Blink-182, but I don't think that's
I want to say you're right. You said it. You get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what did I say?
Jumped up and kicked in the air. That just happened.
I said, if you come back and get the next two and Tim doesn't, you're going to win the game. You were all like, oh, it doesn't look good.
And look
Tim,
what happened.
You need this to send it to overtime, okay?
Yeah, Blink-182, really?
Tim, we do not accept attitude on this show. You have to be a good sport.
She almost didn't get it. It was right at the end. Right before the buzzer.
All right.
Come on, Tim.
Do we need to set up a meeting with you? Tim, you need this to send it to OT. Otherwise, the game is over. Who is Portia de Rossi married to?
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yes, that is correct. And we go to sudden death overtime, tied two apiece. I will tell you guys,
it's a good game.
Often 2 points will win it, but you guys are two good players. We go to OT. First one to get one right will take the prize, and Michaela is
Michaela.
Up.
I think I'll do a video game question for you. It's a pretty well-known character here. Name the video game franchise that features a character named Master Chief.
Call of Duty?
Guess.
No. Good guess, though.
Good try.
Halo. That's a massive video game franchise.
Halo.
Halo, really?
All right, I'm mirroring Jeremy's questions today. He did character question. I'll do character, plural, question for you, Timmy. What are the names of Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet's characters in the movie Titanic? What are their two names? Guess.
Don't die, Jack. Jack and...
Hurry.
Rose, right?
It is Rose.
Rose.
Jack and
don't
Rose.
Die, Jack. It's pretty
Keep
good.
Keep treading water as long as you can, man. We are still in overtime. Back to Michaela. You guys are going to make me run out of questions.
I know. I'm kind of looking here to see which ones I haven't asked in a while. Michaela, who interviews comedians in the Netflix show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
Guess. It's the blonde guy. No.
You've already lost. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh. Yeah.
And the game continues.
Back to Tim. I'll do a talk show one. What young actress was spooked as a child, but now has her own television talk show? She was spooked by an ex. That's it. The game is over. The game is
over. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, it was E.T., right?
E.T.
That's right.
Well, you know, Michaela, you had multiple chances, but I'm afraid you're going to come up short today. Yeah.
Darn it.
Are you ready to take some medicine?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
And what show is Grogu on?
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
You are charming. Go have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Josh. Great job getting a point yesterday.
Oh,
that's nice. He just gave you a thumbs up. He's in the other room.
Yeah. Tongue kiss from Michaela, he said.
All right, see you later.
Go have a great day. Tim, you put the boys up 1-0 for the month of March. So why don't you stand by and... Josh will come back, tell you about your prize, and have fun this weekend, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tim.
Oh, you're welcome.